You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
That's
I'm here with Frank Santopadre, and we're going to be talking about doing something different, talking about shows we like.
Yeah, last year we focused exclusively on movies, and this year we're experimenting. We talked about Gene Hackman and George Zucco last week.
And I found out George Zucco is not, in fact, an Italian, which I'm very happy.
Really? You want to give any credit?
I'm thrilled.
My people? What was he?
It's close to Italian.
What was he?
It might actually be related to Italian. He was Greek.
Oh, and he took so Zucco was a stage name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe it was Zuccalewski.
He shortened it.
Yeah. And you know, I also have to say,
yes,
we did an interview with Bruce Stern.
We did.
And it was a long one, and so there was no time to fit in the theme song.
Okay, let's get it.
Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Get to it now.
Which was recorded by both Patty Page and Al Martino.
Really?
A fucking guinea.
Wow. Yeah. Al Martino, who played Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather.
Oh, my God.
And the same.
Yes.
Yes. I know the Patty Page version, but
okay.
Lay it on us.
Okay. Because the audience wants it.
Of course.
Yes.
By unpopular demand.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. I'll love you till I die. Hold me, sweet Charlotte. Brush that tear away. I bring you two flowers. Two flowers I give to you. The red one's for passion. The white one, a love that's true. And now the chorus.
Okay, of
hush,
course.
Hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. I love you till I die.
It's heartwarming.
Yes.
Now, if anyone's still listening.
But I fucked up the middle part.
It's fine.
I fucked up the middle. That's going to kill me.
I'm glad you didn't do it with Bruce Dern on the line.
Yes, I know. Because he's in his
80s. Might not have made it till the end of end of that rendition.
Wait.
Our crack researcher, Paul Rayburn, has the lyrics.
Okay.
Here we go.
Damn
you, Paul.
Hold me, darling. Please hold me tight and brush the tear from your eyes. You wish you weep because you had a dream last night. You dreamed that he said goodbye. He held two roses in his hand. two roses he gave to you. The red rose tells you of his passion. The white rose, his love so true. And we already have
you got the rest.
Wrap up yeah. chorus
you,
line.
You remember Judd Apatow saying he didn't use this podcast to fall asleep at night?
Now.
You might now now know why. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's try, so, we're trying something
so
different.
We'll pick some shows.
TV shows this time.
Now, I still laugh when it comes on.
Yeah.
And that's Car 54, Where Are You?
Drew Friedman's going to be very happy
yes.
that you picked that.
And I think we could both sing this together.
Well, you started off. You know, it's a show a little bit before my time. Yes. But
there's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a...
Something in the, well, I know the Khrushchev line.
No one knew this line.
There's a something screaming there's, child.
There's a scout troop short a child.
Khrushchev's doing idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
The show is so old that JFK Airport was called Idlewild
yes.
Airport.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And it was made by the great Nat Hiking.
Yep, yep.
Who created Sergeant Bilko.
He's a genius, Nat Hiken.
And Nat Hiken, it had Fred Gwynne, and who would later be Herman Munster,
that's right.
And Al Lewis,
that's right.
Who would later be Grandpa
Yeah, it was
Munster.
The first pairing of Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis.
And it had Joey Ross.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes. Carrying on the great tradition of Hunts Hall.
Right.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
I used to do
go
a
ahead.
Bit in my act.
Yeah.
I still do it from time to time.
That doesn't surprise me.
Why give up something just because everyone who remembers the show is dead?
A lot of 20-somethings coming to your shows and asking you to do Joey Ross material? Two more not hiking.
So I used to do Joey Ross talking to Hunts Hall.
Oh, I know this bit. Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, Nat Hiken loved funny-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And well, and everyone on Car 54 was
and
funny
on Bilko,
looking.
Doberman.
Yes, yes, all funny-looking.
Yeah.
And then it's so funny to think years later, the hit comedy is Friends, where everybody looks like they stepped off a magazine
Beautiful
cover.
People. Yeah, things changed. And didn't you tell me that Nat Hiken always wanted to write a Marx Brothers movie?
Yes. And I think the studio, whatever studio that they were with at that time, you know, they had their own stock writers. And so they felt, I guess, it was cheaper
right.
just they were already on the payroll.
Probably. Well, after they left MGM, they were just free agents. They were just at everybody's mercy,
and
bouncing around.
It's a shame Nat Hiken didn't write a Marx, because the last Marx Brothers movies were pretty horrid.
Yeah, I always appreciated the fact that Love Happy, that Groucho's not in any scenes with any of the other brothers.
Oh, yes.
That was smart. And since we're talking about Car 54, we should mention a guest that we've been pursuing, which is Schnauzer's wife.
Yes, yeah. Charlotte Ray.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, who is very funny on
Yeah,
that
and
show.
You worked with her.
Didn't
you work with her?
No, I worked with Caroline Ray.
No, but how did Charlotte Ray come to your attention? How did she find out about the...
One time I was on a radio show.
Okay.
And she on the phone did an interview
oh,
with them.
Okay.
And I remember, I thought of her before.
Yeah.
I thought,
she's 89 and probably not too many people, if anybody, left from Car 54. Nipsey's gone.
Oh, my God.
Ozzie Davis is gone.
Yeah, Nipsey used to be great on TV. He would always do... These new cutout fashions cause me to wonder in doubt, are they outside trying to get in or inside trying to get out?
I love it. I love it. There's a short list of people that guest starred on Car 54. Jan Murray, Hugh Downs, Sugar Ray Robinson, Gene Balos, one of your favorites.
Oh, yes.
Sorrel Book, another one of your favorites.
Who was
Boss Hogg. Yeah.
And he was also in one of my favorite films, Bye Bye Birdie.
That's right. That's right. Carl Ballantyne, our pal Larry Storch, Maureen Stapleton, Charles Nelson Reilly, Simon Oakland, all these people. Jake LaMotta. All these people guest starred on Car 54.
And I think Rocky Graziano.
He wasn't on the list, but yeah, I'm sure you're right.
And Molly Picon.
Right.
Was on. She played Mrs. Bronson, who was a matchmaker, who would promise to match people up with movie stars.
That's right. I've seen a handful, but I'm happy to report I did not see the movie remake with Rosie
God.
O'Donnell. But Nipsey's in it.
Oh my God! Yeah, yes, yeah. and Fran Drescher, I think was in it.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was hideous.
Yeah, almost as good as the Black Honeymooners.
Oh God, the Black Honeymooners. Those were two remakes that needed to be done.
Yeah. Well, the Steve Martin Bilko isn't very good either.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also hard.
Fortunately, Nat Hiken was dead.
Yeah. Doug Gilbert. Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast producer of the month is Paul Lawrence. Thank you, Paul. Be just like Paul and get rewarded for supporting our podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
For a set amount each month, you can get some colossal benefits, such as access to new podcast episodes before anyone else, even Gilbert. Of course, Gilbert doesn't listen to the episode.
Yeah, I don't pay attention when I'm doing the interview.
Exactly. Exclusive podcast merchandise and video hangouts so you can see how beautiful we are. And just added, Gilbert will record a personalized roast of you and only you so you can share with your friends Gilbert telling you what a schmuck you are.
Yes.
It's a beautiful gift.
Yeah. Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. Thank you for your generosity.
Talk about a series just a little more contemporary. And not much.
I know what you're going to say. The Colgate Comedy Hour.
Yeah, right. The Pruitts of Southampton with Phyllis Diller.
This Playhouse 90.
This is a show that's turning 50 this year.
Geez.
And that's a show that I know is near and dear to your heart because we talk about one of the actors from the show on the podcast almost every week, and that's Cesar Romero.
Now, in case you've never heard
an
episode of this show, Cesar Romero was a famous Latin lover and a romantic lead in the movies, a very handsome, dashing continental. And according to legend...
Uh-huh. Who's legend exactly?
he was gay in real life, and what he was into was he would hire young boys to come over his house, and he'd drop his pants and underwear and bend over, and they throw orange wedges at his ass.
Yep. It's been established.
Yes, although some people argue that it was tangerine.
Right.
It was some kind of citrus fruit. So
it's really like how people argue who the best Tevye was.
Yeah. So I heard on the set of Batman.
Yeah.
When it was cold season, they would lick Cesar Romero's ass.
Oh, to get the vitamin C. Well, that makes sense. They were just being responsible. Oh, well, now everybody knows where I'm going with this. By the way, we have a fan and a friend of mine, Gene Beretta, who's a talented author and illustrator. I think I sent you this. It's on our Facebook page. It's on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast Facebook page. Did a wonderful cartoon of Cesar Romero with his pants dropped and some kids. But you had, in your story, it's young chorus boys, and he changes to some kids that look like they were in a Bazooka Joe comic, like a baseball cap turned backward and a slingshot in the back pocket. They're throwing
like 1930s tough kids.
Yeah, it's really funny. I'll post it after this. But the series I want to talk about, and it came out on DVD, and I've been watching it on DVD, and it's restored, and it looks wonderful, and that's the original Batman from 66. And we've had Adam West on the show.
Oh, yes.
And you brought up the oranges.
Yes. I brought it up to see if he wanted them thrown at his head.
Yes.
I bought sacks of oranges.
You mentioned it to Julie Newmar. You mentioned it to Stu Lee Merriweather. And I think this year we'll pursue Burt Ward.
Yes.
And you'll mention it to him.
I mentioned it to people who never even saw Batman.
But the series, I'll tell you, it was a show that was very important to me as a kid. And for years, I waited for it to come out on DVD. It was tied up in rights. Fox was tied up in rights in legal wranglings with Warner Brothers. Finally, it arrived. The box set is wonderful. They look terrific. And, I know Batman fans and Batman purists who think the show's too campy. But I'll tell you, you could look at it as a historical artifact.
Oh, yes.
The people that turn up in this show... And we've talked about,
oh my God,
Caesar and Vincent Price and your favorite Burgess Meredith.
Yes. Until I found out that Burgess Meredith didn't tell Ron Chaney, that's his name, Ron Chaney. I'm not being anti-Japanese again.
Right.
I'm not going, oh, Ron Chaney.
Not that you need an excuse.
Oh, Phantom of Opera, Ron Chaney. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
That's his name.
Right.
But Cesar Romero wouldn't give a quote about Lon Chaney.
No, Buzz Meredith. Burgess Meredith.
Oh, Buzz Meredith.
Right.
Buzz Meredith,
I mean. Right. So now you're down on Burgess Meredith.
Yes,
after
yes.
That.
I hope he rots in hell. That fucking bad.
Also, Frank.
No, but he was the Penguin.
The Penguin. Frank Gorshin, we've talked about.
Frank Gorshin, who was
nominated for an Emmy.
David
Wayne, the Mad Hatter, Victor Buono, Uncle Milty turns up.
Oh, yes.
Louis the Lilac, Carney.
And Adam West and Frank Gorshin were kicked out of an orgy.
That's right.
For laughing and acting stupid.
You could hear that on the Amazing Colossal podcast interview with Adam West. But also Roger C. Carmel.
Oh.
I was saying Art Carney, Michael Rennie.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis turns up. Oh, and one of the window cameos.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when it was those laughably phony walking up a wall.
Well, the bat climb.
Yeah, they obviously just turned the film over.
Right, and Dick Clark pops out of a window.
Oh, yeah.
Edward G. Robinson pops out of a window. Guest stars on the show, I mean, listen to these character actors. Vito Scotti, Edward Everett Horton, Joe Flynn, Woody Strode.
Oh, yeah.
Francis X. Bushman. You remember him? George Raft, Alicia Cook Jr., who you love.
Oh,
From Wilmer the Gunsel. Burt Mustin, Doodles Weaver, Alex Rocco.
You know, Doodles Weaver is the uncle of Sigourney
Correct,
Weaver.
And committed suicide.
Yes.
Yes. Fritz Feld, remember him?
Oh, my God,
With the mouth pop?
He used to slap his hand to his mouth and do a pop, and he was always like the maitre d'.
Always played a maitre d'. You know him. Paul's looking at me. You know Fritz Feld.
He would pop his hand, and it was, he did it like anything he did. He would pop his hand to his mouth, and it always worked.
Yep.
It was always funny.
And two people we just paid tribute to on the anniversary, on the In Memoriam show, Gary Owens.
Oh, yes.
And Alex Rocco turned up.
Oh, wow.
Turned up on Batman.
Because that was the hip show back then.
Yep.
So everybody.
Supposedly, there's a rumor that Frank Sinatra was lobbying William Dozier, the producer, to get on the show. I don't know if it ever happened, or that they wrote a part for him, or they were thinking about writing a part for him. But it was a hip thing to do.
Oh yeah,
in those days.
I know Frank Sinatra got hit with a custard pie by Soupy Sales.
That's right. But you go back and you look at the show just to see these actors.
Oh yeah.
And it was a one of a kind show. We've talked about Neil Hefti.
Yeah, Neil Hefti, who did the music for The Odd Couple.
Correct.
and How to Murder Your Wife.
Right, and the Batman theme.
Yes.
And all of we've talked about how all the villains had their own pieces of music on the show. I mean, it's a really...
And most of the villains were gay.
I think a good many. Yeah. I think we established Caesar and Liberace
and
Roddy McDowell.
Vincent.
And Vincent Price. Yeah. And Victor Buono. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Victor Buono, he seemed like such a pussy hound.
They're George Sanders.
And Victor Buono. Here's another connection. Victor Buono was also in Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Correct. There you go. Was it?
Yes, he was the father.
He's in that one. That's right. Very good.
And he was the piano teacher in
Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. So I really urge you to get the box set and look at these. They're wonderful just to see these actors, just to see these people. But also the production design is wonderful. I mean, yes, they're campy and they're funny, but it really is a one-of-a-kind show.
Oh, yeah.
George Wagner, who directed The Wolfman in 1941, was one of the directors. And Lorenzo Semple, who wrote 3 Days of the Condor and Papillon, was one of the writers on the show.
Which reminds me, we're still searching for you, Papillon. Yes. Sushi.
I knew you'd jump off from
there. Yes. Me so horny.
Never did a Batman.
Yeah.
Never did a window cameo. Should have.
And she never had
a
dinner.
Never a window cameo. Aren't too many Batman people left. John Astin is still around. Joan Collins is still around.
Yeah.
But the number is we lost Cliff Robertson a while back. Number is rapidly dwindling.
Oh, yeah. So we got three of them.
We got three, and the show turns 50 this year, so we'll chase Burt Ward down. But I really urge you guys to take a look at it, and especially the first season. It's when they had their mojo. Third season when they added Batgirl, when they were running out of money.
It's that jump the shark.
They jumped
period.
The shark. They cut the budget. The sets were sometimes just a black space with a staircase in the middle of nowhere. But the first season, the production design is great. The costumes are great. There's some wonderful performances. Just a show I've been obsessed with for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So as long as the show is called Obsessions, I thought it fit. So, anything else?
So, your show's Batman, the original Batman.
66.
And mine was Car 54, Where Are You? And, that another one. That one pops up on all these cable channels.
Created by the great Nat Hiken.
Yes.
So as always, follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. GilbertPodcast.com is the new website. If you love the show, tell people about it, tweet about it, post about it. Paul, anything else?
I think that's it. I did want to say that Neil Hefti wrote a lot for Count Basie.
That's right.
He
did. That's right. Yes, Neil Hefti wrote a lot for Count Basie.
And
Billy May was the other guy on Batman, the other musician.
And composer. I forget the guy who played the chief.
Neil Hamilton.
Neil Hamilton.
Oh, you mean Commissioner Gordon?
No.
Oh, you mean Stafford Rep.
On Car 54, there was the
different
chief
show.
Who used to talk like that.
Oh, gosh. What was that actor's name? That's going to bug
me. Oh, you know what? Can someone look that up?
Hang on. We'll edit it in.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Was it, you mean Officer Nicholson?
Nicholson was that kind of red-haired guy.
Officer Kissel was Bruce Kirby, Bruno Kirby's father.
Oh, wow. He was the
Paul
chief.
Paul Reed.
Paul Reed.
Right.
Paul Reed.
Right.
Very funny.
Captain Block.
The show. And Charlotte Ray, I remember one scene she has. She's arguing with Schnauzer, Al Lewis, and she's angry because he never takes her out anywhere. And she goes, please, let's go out somewhere. We'll go to the movies. We'll go out for ice cream. Let's stand on the corner. Maybe we'll see an accident.
Oh, I love it.
And it had great stuff.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. We got to get Charlotte Ray. So we'll see you next week.